Good morning, audio boomerangs. I hope you're all having a super splendid, spectacular, shiny, happy Saturday. I am in a surprisingly good mood considering how little sleep I got last night. I have no idea why, but I was awake for most of the night. So, I think all told, I only got about 2.5 hours sleep. It's amazing that I'm functioning as well as I am at the moment. Anyhow, in the midst of my insomnia, I decided that rather than just lying there, I would while away my time by watching a movie. So I watched the 1970 film version of Jane Eyre, which I actually like better than the 1990s remake. Initially, I wasn't sure if the movie was going to be faithful to the plot of the book. It did cut out a few rather crucial scenes that I've always loved from the book. But then, of course, that's what one tends to expect from films made in the 1960s and 70s that were based on novels. But generally, the film was quite faithful to the plot. Now, the one thing I found extremely disappointing was that the actor who played Rochester was, I'm quite sure, an American. But otherwise, I'm really glad I watched it. It was a very nice way to spend an evening, or actually a very late night. But actually, come to think of it, I spent my evening very nicely as well. My friend Eileen, whom I hadn't seen in ages, or it felt like that anyway, called me up in the afternoon yesterday and asked if we could possibly get together after she finished work. So I said I would be more than glad to do that. So she and I went out last night to a local Tim Hortons and had a hot chocolate each and one of these new maple pecan danishes that Tim Hortons has now. Oh, they're absolutely lovely. So we had a very nice conversation. In a way, I feel like I talked poor Eileen's ear off. We had a lot of catching up to do, and, well, she kept asking me questions, so I kept responding, and then I thought, oh, poor thing, I never let her get a word in edgewise. But I was really glad to see her. I told my friend Kim yesterday afternoon that Eileen and I were getting together, and Kim said, oh, do you think there's any way that we could all three get together? I'm going to visit Kim today, so she thought maybe we could all three manage to see each other at the same time. Well, I asked Eileen that, and she said she would love to get together with Kim because she really likes Kim too. But the problem is, poor Eileen had a hip replacement back in June. Actually, she had two because the first one didn't take. Her body rejected it. And ever since she's had this thing done, she's had difficulty walking. Well, there's a lot of construction around Kim's house right now. The city workers are putting in a new sewer system and also replacing the sidewalks. So Eileen was concerned that she might not be able to circumnavigate the torn up street around Kim's home. So it's too bad, but hopefully we can all get together sometime soon. This construction has been going on since April, but I'm sure it will be complete before the onset of winter. Anyhow, Kim's brother is very kindly picking me up this afternoon because I can't get to Kim's house either from the bus stop because of all that bloomin' construction. It'll be great to see her again. It feels like I haven't seen her in ages, too. Now, of course, I did go to that street fair with her 2 weeks ago, but it was nigh impossible to hold a conversation with her there because the fair was really noisy. And then also, Kim's dad was guiding her and Kim's brother was guiding me. Well, Kim's brother and I were behind Kim and her dad, and I couldn't really hear them very well. So although we did have a really good time, it wasn't like visiting face to face. Now, I'm not sure what we'll get up to while I'm there, but I have no doubt that it will be enjoyable, whatever it is. Kim is currently working her way through The Dark is Rising sequence by Susan Cooper on my recommendation. I could not recommend that series highly enough. It is considered children's fantasy, yes, but I think adults can get a lot out of it. So if you enjoy contemporary fantasy with elements of Arthurian legend, then I would heartily suggest that you give this series a try. So Kim is just finishing Over Sea Under Stone now. That was the first book that was written in the series. It was written in 65, and the next one wasn't written until the 70s. So Over Sea Under Stone is rather simplistic, more so than the rest of the books, so I hope she won't judge the whole series based on that one. The rest of the books get much more complex in terms of plot structure and character development. So I said, if you finish Over Sea Under Stone and you want to start reading The Dark is Rising while I'm there, I would have no objection to reading that with you, because I could read those books over and over and over again. Now, I also want her to watch Pitch Perfect with me, if she's amenable, of course. She always tells me she's not a movie person, but yet whenever we watch a movie together, she always seems to really enjoy it. So, of course, I'm not going to force her to watch it. I'm not going to tie her to a chair and make her watch it. I'm not that mean, but I really think she'd like it. I think it would be right up her street. I love that movie. Now, I have to say that the boy group in that movie sound like a bunch of little wimps. I can't stand them. But the girl group is amazing. Other than, of course, when they sing I Saw the Sign 70 zillion times. But that is, of course, if you'll pardon the expression, because the rather tight-assed leader makes them sing the same arrangements of things over and over again. They were what worked for her in the past. So I love it when Anna Kendrick's character comes along and really livens things up. She brings a breath of fresh air into the group. Anyhow, I need to get some more work done before I leave, but before I do, I have a really funny incident to relate that happened this morning. I think you guys might get a kick out of it. When I got up this morning, I decided, okay, if I'm going away, I should get some work done before I go. So I did some laundry and I cleaned my flat. Well, as I was cleaning the bathroom, I thought to myself, aw, gee, nobody seemed to like my reading of Yertle the Turtle that I did for Audioboom the other day. Because I got no comments or likes on it. Yes, I know, I shouldn't have been thinking that way. But I was. Anyhow. I had a Clorox wipe in my hand at the time, and I was cleaning the toilet. Well, if you're familiar at all with that poem, either from your childhood or from my reading of it, you'll know that Yertle the Turtle was a very egotistical turtle king, and he thought that if he could sit up high enough on a throne made of turtles, that he would be king of all that he could see, and he eventually thought that he could be king of the world that way. So he had all these turtles make a stack for his throne, and he climbed higher and higher and higher. Well, eventually, the poor little turtle at the bottom of the stack couldn't stand it anymore. So he burped, and the whole stack collapsed, and Yertle the Turtle King fell plonk back into the pond where he had started. So then, of course, he was nothing but King of the Mud, which was all that he could see. So I was cleaning the toilet with his Clorox wipe, and just as I thought, aw, gee, nobody seemed to like my Yertle the Turtle boo, my Clorox wipe slipped out of my hand and fell into the toilet with a plonk. So I thought, well, gee, that's what you get for being such an egotist. Oh, I couldn't help but, if you'll pardon the pun, crack up. Anyhow, yes, I better get going. Got my ticket for the long way round, 2 bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure could use some sweet company, 'cause I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? Well, I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Now that really is egotistical, isn't it? But I love that song. Too bad I can't do the cup thing like Anna Kendrick. That was bloomin' awesome. Anyhow, I shall be